views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. I love Thursdays. Benny, thank you so much for flying this plane, and many thanks to all of you for tuning in. Today, I'll be doing tarot card readings on air all hour. So if you've been struggling with a decision, just not sure what to do, would like additional guidance, clarity, and insight, or perhaps you're feeling disconnected from your purpose, or finding love elusive and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation, we can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not, as sometimes those scary-looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools that they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. You, however, always have free will. Today, I'll be doing a three-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and then the third card representing advice. In addition, today I am giving away not one but two copies of the book, Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States by Jennifer Diamond, which is a great directory of practitioners of all different metaphysical specialties. While the book features yours truly on page 67, which was such an honor for me to be part of, you also have 49 other amazing psychics, medical intuitives, mediums, numerologists, and many more. So, the phone lines are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading so the messages do not become redundant and superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. When I have a guest on the show, we normally start readings later on in the show. However, it's just me and Benny today, so I am ready to get started. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and today I'll be using the Rider-Waite deck. So if you don't have a deck handy, you can just look the cards up online to see them. I will also describe them, though. I love my Rider-Waite deck. I actually have multiple Rider-Waite decks, with each deck serving a different purpose. I have one deck which I use for personal readings, one deck which I use at events and on the air, and one deck I use for examining energy sources at private homes. When you call, I will be shuffling the deck when we chit-chat, Then I will cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that hand as the non-dominant hand accesses the unconscious. After that, I will fan the cards face down in front of me, and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name and practically literally stick to my fingers, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. As always, I like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will, as I said earlier. I see it as just a visual representation of the little voice inside that we are always overruling. We're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Just a little bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. It's my belief that we are all surrounded by energy. And when it comes to things such as career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It almost feels like we're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, they are using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. My company is Elite Tarot, by the way, which you can find at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance, clarity, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60 to 75 minutes, and we really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy. I also offer shorter 30-minute readings where we just look at fewer cards, but that maybe sometimes that's just what's needed. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. In addition, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, bridal showers, baby showers, wedding receptions. You got the idea. I also don't really talk about it too much. However, I'm often asked to do readings at homes where people are feeling spirit present, but just not sure. Is it positive? Is it negative? Is it sending a message? All those things. But let's just get right to calls before the first break. And so we'll kind of get started. Why don't we take our first call? Just so you know, I'm taking out my deck, just starting to shuffle. Shelly, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you, Eve. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I'm so glad that you called. How can I help you today?
I am just struggling with how to support my son, who's in his mid-20s, who's going through a rough time, and I'm trying not to be a helicopter mother, but on the other hand, I can totally feel his pain. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I hear you. Well, I'm so sorry that must be a struggle for everybody involved. And while intellectually, I'm sure you know that there are so many things that are just not in your power, it's very right. hard as a mom not to be able to want to project a lot of that on there. And because all you want to do is offer that support and you want to change things. So I totally get that. Well, while you were talking, I pulled three cards. Hopefully that can provide some guidance. The first card is the strength card. And you know, this is a matter of strength. By tapping into your own strength and understanding that it is totally normal for you to want to try to just make things all better and fix everything, but knowing that you can't. And it's really about you calling upon your own strength right now at this time. In addition to take this moment to really focus on what, if there's anything going on within you that is kind of leading you to want to kind of rush in and fix things, to address all of that just so that you don't have to be holding on to that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's, you know, and something challenging or blocking is the Five of Swords. And in this card, you have three individuals, but it's really all you, kind of left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. And what you have is in the foreground, you have a person holding three swords. And in the back are two people who have just dropped their swords. And so there's this feeling that there's been finally a decision to sort of step away, but it's not one of joy, it's one of heartbreak at the same time, because in some ways to be so constantly involved, as you called the kind of the helicoptering, there's a recognition that while that's not the most effective thing, it's what is in your power. And so we want to just do that, and that you really have been taking those steps to release some of that, but it doesn't leave you with a very good feeling. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, my
it's
heart
about
goes
letting
out.
Go, I think, of adult children.
It really is. And, you know, the advice card is really interesting because the advice card is the Four of Cups. And in this card, you know, cups are all about the heart. And what's interesting is the card that was your challenger block was the Five of Swords, which had the person holding three swords. And in the Four of Cups, you've got a person trying to find the peace within as he's staring intently at three cups, only seeing those three cups. But then if he allows himself to turn almost with peripheral vision, you might want to look this card up online if you don't have it, he sees the fourth cup being offered almost as a gift from the universe. This is a card about tunnel vision. And from an advice perspective, it's saying if all you think, that all you see is one option A, B, and C in front of you, then that is all there is. However, please give yourself permission to expand that, to let the universe provide another option that's not in your brain right now. However, if you embrace it, it could be better than all options together. But that's where also it comes to a choice within you. I hope that's been helpful. Will you please give us a call back and keep us updated?
Yes, thank you very much, Eve. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Shelley, would you like a copy of the book, Top 50 Psychics?
I would love one.
Excellent. Well, hang on tight. Benny's going to get your information. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing, trying every way I can. I am changing.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. We have a line open, so if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So let's get right to the next call. Barbara, welcome to Main Street Metaphysics Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Okay, I'm just looking. I'm in the process of putting together a website, and I don't know if I should use my name or if I should try and get a company name.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't I pull one card for use your name and one card for use a company name? How does that sound?
Fine.
All right, so your name and the company name. Oh. The card's sticking to my finger. So let's take a look and see what we have here. Okay, so, I love this. So using your name, we've got the High Priestess card. And the High Priestess doesn't come up too often, but it really talks to you being intuitive and being, like, super sensitive on the sensitivity scale. Do you know that about yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so this card is really about owning that and really kind of listening to what your intuition is saying, because all the books and everything may tell you to do one thing, but your intuition is kind of leading you in this one direction. And it's really about owning who you are with your unique gifts, because they are so intuitive and so sensitive to kind of, and we'll use that as a draw for others to come forward. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. So I just turned over the card for, interesting, in so many different ways. I just turned over the card for company, and it's the Two of Cups. Now, here's the interesting thing, is that the High Priestess card is card number 2 in the Major Arcana, and then the card for the company is card 2, but in the cups, talking about the hearts and everything. Now, in this card, in the Two of Cups, and twos will often talk about decisions just in themselves. So in this card, there's more worries that try to infiltrate in terms of using a company, but it is really recognizing that you're using kind of this combination of energies as you kind of expand beyond just you using your intuition, because you see kind of that yin and yang, left brain, right brain, masculine, feminine energy as they're approaching here. You know, to tell you the truth, looking at both of these cards, there's no bad answer. You can't go wrong either way. The High Priestess is more about who you are, which is interesting because it's also your name. And the company does have a lot of extra kind of, it's more corporate-y. It's got some more worries put into it, additional elements. But both of them, you know, you always have free will. And so ultimately you decide what is the best step for you, but you can't go wrong either way.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very. Thank you.
Excellent. Please let us know which one you chose.
Okay.
Thanks.
And did you want to offer her a book too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, is she still on?
You know what? We can give her a second there. Actually, let's do this. Barbara, if you're still listening, because she's down the road just a little bit. Barbara, call me back and I'll get you a book there if you don't mind.
So, awesome.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Sounds perfect.
All right. So yeah, now Linda from Portland.
All right, Linda, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
Oh,
I have a lot of questions.
All right. But, well, let's see what we can get done before the break.
I'm unsure of what I should be doing. So I'm sure
in terms
you'll be
of
able to let me some information.
Well, you don't have to give me too much, but just like, are we talking about career? Are we talking about love? Are we talking in where you should be going in life? I mean,
I'm retired. I had 6 children, and I have used all my retirement money helping them. So
gotcha.
I'm continuing working part time. And I kind of enjoy that, but I'm tired. And I'm living between 2 places. So I just
want to know
what I'm really supposed to be doing right now.
I hear ya. Well, let's take a look and see what the cards, I always say, I have no idea, but hopefully we'll get some guidance with the cards. The first card that I picked up is a really interesting card, and it's the Queen of Swords. Now, in this card, I love when clients pull kings and queens in the core position, because just straight off the bat, it really does address just your abundant strength, and also you as the queen of the kingdom wanting to ensure that everybody else is taken care of. And this is the Queen of Swords because it's in terms of taking action, making sure that no one is needing, no one's without. But at the same time, in the Queen of Swords, you see she's sitting on a throne, and sometimes in the act of giving, it can also come back at her. And so you see also this inner child who's kind of imprinted into the throne. And if she uses her sword, she actually kind of comes to a little too close to her own hand. And what that tells me is that in all of the wonderful things that you've been doing, sometimes you have not been giving to you haven't been giving to yourself as much, and everything has been in deference to the others, which is completely understandable. But now is the time not for you to kind of have to do things for others, but really figure out what is it that your inner child wants and not have to second guess for her, but rather let her kind of direct you. I always say that you are best served when your inner child is your GPS, but you still have the keys to the car. At the same time, with the Queen of Swords specifically, sometimes you can be your biggest critic, which can halt that ability to take some of those chances and directions that maybe in the past you might have, but you, because of all the duty and responsibility that has been placed on you and that you've placed on yourself, that didn't happen. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, something just what is interesting here is that the card that's challenging or blocking is the Page of Swords. And the Page of Swords is my card for the inner child. And so in a sense, there's all, and here you have this amazing, young, sprightly page who's ready to stand on the mountaintop and swing the sword and just have her own adventure. And this is really more about a battle within you in terms of giving yourself permission to allow her not to be so protective of her, but to allow those ideas to come to the surface. Now, one of the ways that I recommend, if you're not sure what to do, is start by going back to when you were 8, when you were 10. What sort of activities did you used to love to do? And then do them. And only you know that answer, such as whether it was playing with a dog, whether it was painting, whether it was just going for walks. Start there. Because when you were doing those activities back then, that's when those ideas of like, oh, I can't wait to do this, and all the adventure of the future is coming this way. Give yourself permission just to start there. In terms of, and then allow it the organic movement to direct you instead of forcing something because somebody said you should be doing something, but rather let it come from within. But that is your ticket to get there. The advice card, right before we're about to go to break, so I'm going to go pretty quickly, but the advice card here is the Wheel of Fortune. And this is a frustrating card because as the Queen of Swords, you there's a desire to kind of want to make things happen in a certain way. And this is a card to understand that there are just some things that are out of your power and out of your control. Yet at the same time, there are things that are in your power. And if you spend 1 second putting attention into things that are outside of your power, that's 1 second away from starting this glorious, fantastic journey of your inner child. Because let me tell you something, Linda, you're just getting started. And you've got so many more adventures to go on here. Let her lead. And I hope that's been helpful. Would you like a copy of the book, Top 50 Psychics?
Oh, yes. That'd be great.
Excellent. We're going to have to go to break, but thank you so much for calling. Please let me know how it goes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more readings to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotCom, or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, as well as shorter 30-minute readings. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. Now, before we get to the next caller, if Linda, if you are still listening, who I just did a reading for, you hung up before Benny could get your contact information for the book. So feel free to call back. There is another line open, so if you would like to get a tarot card reading today, we're just doing tons of tarot card readings, which is fantastic. The number to get a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. All right, well, let's get to the next caller, Gary. Gary, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Well, I am wondering, and I want to modify my question initially to what is the best prospect with my future, the promise of my future?
Well, let me just kind of first preface this by saying, and if you're listening to the show, you know, is that in terms of the actual future, I'm pointing up to the sky and I'm saying a lot of that's above my pay grade because it's out of our power. However, what I did was I pulled three cards on what is in your power for the most optimal path forward. But you always have free will. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Excellent. So the first card that I pulled is the Six of Wands, which is a great card because this is really about, you see a person riding a horse going forward, but he is just like filled strength head to toe as he is standing straight upright on the horse and the going forward. He's got a wand in his right hand with a wreath of victory as he is just moving forward, ignoring all the chit chatter of people and perhaps people, places, things around him that are wanting to detract him from his path. And so I love the fact that you are setting yourself up for success by the fact that you are just know who you are, which is so important. And you're just going forward, going towards that victory moment. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Something challenging or blocking you is the Ace of Cups. Now, this is really interesting, Gary, because aces are all about beginnings. And this is something where because you do have such a clear sense of who you are, what drives you, what inspires you, this card can be a challenge because there is a cup of peace and direction, but it is being presented from the universe, meaning that it's not in your brain right now. And so many of the challenges come when we're continuing to go forward, and because we know exactly where we're heading, and yet because of that, we can sometimes turn a blind eye to accepting gifts in the form of an unexpected detour or path from the universe. And something is being presented to you, perhaps in the form of an open door, but not one on your initial game plan. And then the challenge is, do I continue to keep going forward, or do I embrace something that may not necessarily have been where I had initially set out to be? Now, the advice on this is the Ace of Swords. So definitely you've got two aces. So it really talks to this being a time in your journey when starts are taking place, when this is a start, you're kind of turning some new chapters, which is fantastic. But as an advice card, the Ace of Swords is about taking the action needed. And so sometimes when we're mulling over too many times whether to embrace a gift that's being given to us, then what happens is the universe speaks and whispers pebbles and boulders, and it goes away in the whisper stage, comes back in the pebble stage. If you don't get it in the pebble stage, it comes back in the boulder stage. It is far more ideal to get it in the whisper and pebble stage. So allow those open doors. As I always say, look for those open doors and go through them, making sure to honor any red flag you see. But without the red flag, give yourself permission to take a detour if one is being presented to you. But make sure you're clear, write down on piece of paper your non-negotiables, just to make sure that there are no red flags that you're weighing and considering. Does that resonate?
Okay, yeah. Red flags, what are you speaking of there?
So when I talk about red flags, when you write down your list of non-negotiables, tap into the inner child to write those down. But what those are is you are creating your own red flags. So for example, let's just say you are not wanting to travel another day of your life. And so you put down, I do not want to travel, no travel. And then an opportunity comes forward where it's going to be, Gary, I'm going to need you to travel 50 weeks a year. That may not be a red flag for anybody else, but it's a red flag for you because you had stated to the universe, these are what my non-negotiables are. And then you can take the emotion out of it as you weigh what is a red flag and what is not, because your journey, your red flags, your sense of risk, your sense of adventure are all going to be unique because your journey is completely unique. And so there's not the standard list of red flags you can download from the internet, much as the pity, because it's all tailored to you. So spend some time and just see what comes down on paper, because what you think you are your red flags, maybe when it comes time for you to write them out, just bullet point them, handwrite them, maybe your hand doesn't write it down. Maybe you think, oh, I do not want to travel at all, but maybe your hand doesn't put that down. So allow for surprises to come forward as you put down on paper what you are needing, not wanting, but needing. Once you do that, make sure that there are no specifics, because when you have specifics, you tie the hands of the universe from being able to offer and be able to exceed those expectations. But now you have that guide so that you're not necessarily having to second guess, wonder, and create all that taxing environment to the mind, body, and spirit, because you've got it all down, written on paper, your own personal red light list that only you is going to be attributable to you. I hope that's been helpful.
Yes.
Excellent. So nice to talk with you. And you know, I think that Linda did not get the book. Did you want the book, Top 50 Psychics?
Gary,
I think we lost.
Yeah, Gary. Yeah. Yeah, we're offering you the book if you'd like it.
Sure.
Okay. Well, let me just put you on hold.
So
yeah.
Hang,
no,
hang
not a problem.
Hang tight.
Uh-huh.
All right, we've got a break coming up, but let's see if we can at least get started with our next caller, Carrie. Carrie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Carrie, are you there?
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks for joining us. You're on the air.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi there.
How can I help you?
Yes. I would like a reading relative to my career and my work. In a nutshell, I have a lot to offer. I've been doing my particular work for a long, long time. I tend to get accolades quite often. The catch right now is I'm not finding a place to be able to provide the work, and I work independently. And I'm wondering, you know, kind of what's up there, if you can help me out there.
Let's take a look. We're coming up on a break, so I'm going to go pretty quickly here. The first card I got was the Nine of Cups. Now, in this card, it really talks to the fact that you have created so much, and there's a great order and symmetry to everything that you have put forth. However, in this card, you see a person with all the strength and everything in the world sitting down, and behind him, he's got this row, and a fantastic row of cups, accomplishments, success. That being said, we've run out of room. And so in this card, if you look that up on there, you will see that it's time to start a new shelf, perhaps go into a new different direction or everything. The challenge comes in not so much in the actual implementation of it, but there's this feeling of like, oh gosh, starting over, starting something new. And holding on to that feeling of like, because what that feeling is doing is that it's sort of sending out those vibes to the universe, and you're kind of creating unintentionally a self-fulfilling prophecy. Rather, recognize that you are kind of starting in a new direction, going into a new, starting a new shelf, which could be very different from what has happened in the past, and to allow yourself to go forward with that. Now, something challenging or blocking is a scary looking card, but it's not scary at all. And it's the Devil. It has nothing to do with an actual devil, but this is a card about willful compromise, because this is a card that talks about the fact that if you want to get all the goodies and wonderful things of a benefit of a more kind of corporate-y kind of structure, then there's a trade-off where you're not able to be your most authentic self. At the same time, if you want to be your most authentic self, then you're also not going to be able to get some of those goodies. And so that kind of conflict is causing some of that stress about going forward and starting more of an authentic course as you're going on to that next shelf. Then the advice card is the Three of Pentacles. Now, this is a card about career, and it is saying, do not hesitate using your own authenticity, recognizing that it means that you don't get some of the goodies connected with more of a larger structure, but one where you can be fully yourself. You have absolutely no need to feel less than in any way, shape, or form about launching forward on more of an authentic voice. I hope that's been helpful. I'm sorry it was a little bit rushed because we're going to head right into a break. But Can I ask just one question? Hold that thought. Hang on. Hold that thought. We're just going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
May the roads in your gypsy soul lead you to a higher ground. Kindred pilgrim.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
So what you seek is found. I see you now, wandering through this world, and how you seem to me like a grounded angel.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Right before the break, we were talking with Carrie. Carrie, are you still with me?
I am.
Excellent. You had a quick question. Sorry, we had to rush through really quickly.
Yes, no problem. So the reading resonated perfectly. And the question I have is, it's resonated so well, it points out where I have been stuck, which is I have been stuck for about 5 years trying to figure out what that authentic self next step is. And yeah. and I feel like I'm just wasting time getting there. And so then I default to the past. And so I'm wondering if there's any advice there.
Absolutely. First of all, instead of saying starting today, instead of saying I have been stuck, I was stuck. Because those words have weight and they unconsciously keep you sabotaging your efforts because the brain does not want you necessarily to be embracing the unknown because that equals unsafe. So we got to keep doing it, kind of bypassing the brain, but the brain will catch up later. So make sure your words are, we're taking out words like hoping, wanting, trying, I am stuck, I don't know. It's make sure that the whatever you're thinking is fine, but that the words you're using are all only putting those things in the past. And instead, it's like, I'm looking forward and I'm embracing the future. One of the key things for you would be also similar to start back to when you were 8, when you were 10, some of those driving forces that... because those haven't changed. But then also you may want to do is work with an affirmation. And for me, an affirmation is a lie that is true. And so that it needs to be said out loud and needs to be so hard to say that you may stutter, you may feel like a fraud. And if any of those things happen, you know it's a fantastic affirmation because you know there's a block, but it is in the act of saying that, like once or twice a day, that suddenly that block disappears and then the situation becomes clearer. So for you, and unfortunately I'm going to have to say this pretty quickly, but you can listen back and get the whole thing, anything you miss, is, you know, I carry bless and release the past. I am so excited about embracing this next chapter as my authentic self. And I love and accept myself. Easy to think, hard to say. Keep saying it. It magically will happen. And then you, then allow yourself, just as I talked to Gary about, going through those open doors, but honoring red flags. I'm so sorry. One other call I want to get in before the end of the show, but please keep us updated.
Thank you.
My pleasure. So we got one more caller before the end of the show. It's going to be a fast one. Susan, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Susan. Is there anything you have a particular question about?
Well, it's very similar to the last caller.
About career?
Pardon me?
About career?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent. It was very similar. So I gave my notice at my job. I've had a 35-year career. And I did something different because the time was right and the money was right. And it's not my cup of tea. So I gave my notice and I thought I knew what was next.
But you know what? And I'm so sorry to interrupt. It's just because I want to get your reading in and I don't want to shorten it, but we're running up on the end of the show. The whole thing is that if your brain is freaking out, that's okay. Again, the brain hates things that are unknown. It's more about honoring yourself and your own journey, knowing that your journey is going to look like that of no one else on this planet. I pulled 3 cards on your behalf. The first card was the 3 of Swords. And this really does talk about the fact that by you taking action, you are in the process of almost reclaiming your power. And the feeling that others' perceptions, others of, you know, pointing you in different directions has kind of taken away your voice that is super strong and powerful. And this is the total act of that. But that being said, right now there's just a feeling of kind of just overanalyzing it and buyer's remorse and just kind of freaking out about the decision. Bless that. But with the challenge or blocking card was the 2 of Pentacles. This is saying that you are overthinking the situation. When this card comes up, it means you have overthought it. Embrace the action. It will take some time before you know what next to do. No immediate action is probably needed, but because right now the brain has invested so much into different outcomes. And so when this card comes up, it's like, oh, we just kind of overthought the whole thing. It happens to all of us. Recognize that that is just your brain freaking out, because the advice card was the 5 of Wands, or as I like to call it, the Thanksgiving dinner table, because you have 5 people all fighting each other with a wand and nobody's winning. recognize that you will not convince others that you're doing the right thing, and you will not convince all the different aspects within your mind, some of which have total validity. And so because of that, just the act of trying to get that consensus can be taxing to the mind, body, and spirit. Know that there is validity to stay and there was validity to leave. So if you're waiting for that consensus, that's just going to be a taxing thing. Rather, bless the action that you took. Give it some time. Honor yourself right now. Do some healing. Go back to when you were 8, 10, whatever those things were, coloring, painting, going for walks. Just do it, not forcing yourself to know whether or not you'd made the right choices or what next. This is not the time for action. It's more the time of digesting and embracing. I'm so sorry, but I'm going to have to cut this off. I hope this has been helpful, but we're running up on the end of the show.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Please keep us updated. Oh my gosh, I can't believe the show's over. It's been such a great hour. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running this show, and thank you one and all for tuning in. I'm so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.